Practice Test 1. Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 2 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one which best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers below. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first radio segment.
For a high proportion of the population, both spring and fall bring with them seasonal allergies such as hay fever. The symptoms, which are diverse and may include a runny nose, watery eyes, and scratchy throat, annually affect more than 35 million Americans and are caused by airborne pollen from flowers, grass, and trees. An ever-increasing number of sufferers are turning away from the traditional drugstore allergy medications and trying a more natural approach. Here to tell us more is Heather Hammond.
Conventional medicine, while successful in relieving allergy symptoms, can have a number of troubling side effects. Antihistamines are a useful example. Their effectiveness in treating hay fever symptoms is offset by the drowsiness experienced by many who take the drugs, which makes it difficult to concentrate and at times even to stay awake. But with natural products, you don't have this kind of problem. Researchers have actually found a European herb which can be used as an antihistamine substitute. Allergist Adam Dillon has more details for us.
So far, clinical trials have indicated that butterbur, the herb in question, successfully inhibits the symptoms of hay fever resulting from grass allergy. A Swiss research team found that the ingestion of one tablet 4 times daily was equally effective as taking an antihistamine. But butterbur isn't the only herb we are interested in. Other such supplements include golden seal, which can be used to make a tonic, and nettles, which are prepared for use by freeze-drying. Golden seal can be added to saline nasal sprays. The salt water in these is useful in washing the buildup of pollen out of the nasal cavity, where it acts as an irritant. The addition of golden seal is recommended as it functions as an astringent and has antibacterial properties.
Which means, of course, that the golden seal in question can both stem bleeding and check infection. But as well as herbal supplements, aren't some nutrients also effective in reducing the symptoms of seasonal allergies?
That's right. One of these is a flavonoid compound called quercetin. This compound occurs naturally in a variety of food sources. There are great quantities in red wine, as a matter of fact. When used in conjunction with vitamin C, it has been seen to be extremely effective. What we have recently found out is that quercetin most likely inhibits the release of the chemicals in the body, which trigger an allergic response.
But helpful as natural treatments are, a certain degree of caution is called for. Just like conventional medicine, natural remedies can cause a toxic reaction if the correct dosage is exceeded. This is most likely to happen in cases where the sufferer takes the natural remedy at the same time as a conventional one. For instance, using a quercetin preparation and a traditional antihistamine drug simultaneously could spark a dangerously high antihistaminic response in the body. For this reason, a doctor's approval should always be sought before trying an alternative treatment, especially when used in combination with traditional medication.
Now you will hear questions 36 through 40. Number 36. According to the speakers, what is one reason why some allergy sufferers prefer non-conventional remedies? Number 37. How did the Swiss researchers prepare the butterbur herb to be used against allergies? Number 38. Why is golden seal added to nasal sprays? Number 39. What is one problem with natural treatments? Number 40. What can quercetin be taken with? Now you will hear the second radio segment.
The human brain has always intrigued scientists. A certain amount of research has been conducted over the years aimed at establishing whether there are any gender differences in this organ. Findings of some of these studies have sparked controversy over whether men's or women's brains are superior. Andrew Tomlin reports.
The brain, obviously, is seen as the seat of human intelligence, so any studies which suggest that one group, male or female, may in some respects be more able, are bound to be a cause of academic and much wider debate. Studies, such as those suggesting that the male brain is better at spatial skills, for example, or that women have more sophisticated verbal skills, have caused controversy. But perhaps none more so than the research conducted recently by a Canadian team into the speed at which brain cells transmit nerve impulses. Neurologist Suzanne Matthews speaks about the study in more detail.
Well, when the brain sends a message, it does so via the brain cells. The speed at which the transmission of a message along or between brain cells is achieved is known as nerve conduction velocity, or NCV for short. Previous studies have suggested that there may be some link between NCV and intelligence. Parallels have been drawn between the human brain and the computer in the sense that the faster the computer processor, the more power the machine has to execute tasks quickly and efficiently. When carrying out their research, the Canadian team used electrodes to measure the length of time it took for a visual image to travel from the eye to the primary visual cortex. This is the part of the brain whose function it is to interpret what we are seeing. What they found was that male NCV seems faster than female NCV by about 4%. They attributed this to a physiological difference between men and women, the fact that nerves in the male brain have a thicker layer of myelin around them. This is a fatty substance which serves both to protect the nerves and to enhance conductivity. The cause of the controversy surrounding the findings of this study, however, is not the given cause of the difference in speed, but the suggestion that men might be intellectually superior to women.
In fact, most experts agree that the similarities between the male and female brain far outweigh any differences there may be. And while certain differences might exist, one biological group cannot be said to be more intelligent than the other. Any suggestion that it could be is likely, of course, to prove inflammatory.
Now you will hear questions 41 through 45. Number 41. What was the purpose of the Canadian experiment? Number 42. What aspect of brain function does NCV refer to? Number 43. What is one function of myelin? Number 44. Why does the speaker mention the example of the computer? Number 45. What suggestion do these studies make that is controversial? Now you will hear the third radio segment.
Environmental concerns about high carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have resulted in the design and construction of a number of ecologically friendly microvehicles over the years. The Clever is one such vehicle. It comes from a team of engineers at the University of Bath in England. The name Clever is an acronym for Compact Low Emission Vehicle for Urban Transport. Helen Marsh reports.
The team in Bath recently unveiled their prototype, a revolutionary microcar designed to reduce carbon dioxide emissions and cut congestion. The three-wheeled vehicle is said to be particularly suited for use in urban centers, where drivers will be able to weave in and out of traffic much as they would on a motorbike. But the Clever differs from the motorbike in a number of important respects. Mechanical engineer Jason Williams is here to tell us more about this and the design of the Clever in general.
The most significant difference between this vehicle and the motorbike has to be the former's unique tilting system. On a motorbike, it is the rider who controls how far to tilt when taking a curve by leaning his body into it. With the Clever, it is the vehicle itself, and it's all thanks to its electronically controlled tilt system. Another difference is that the Clever is fully enclosed with a roof of equal height to that of a conventional car. This translates into increased safety, of course, as does the vehicle's reinforced metal frame, which is particularly effective should a side impact occur. As far as its dimensions go, the Clever is just 1 meter wide and 3 in length, half a meter narrower than a smart car, in other words, but slightly longer.
The Clever has been designed to carry 2 people, with the passenger sitting behind rather than alongside the driver. But what has stirred up a great deal of interest is not the design as much as the fact that this micro vehicle runs on compressed natural gas.
That's right. And this has multiple benefits as far as the environment is concerned. If the design takes off, the Clever could play a significant role in preserving existing oil stocks. In addition, of course, it will emit much lower concentrations of carbon dioxide than conventional vehicles, thus reducing the level of pollutants in the atmosphere. It is predicted that the microcar's fuel consumption will be around 188 miles a gallon, which is a fifth of that of most conventional cars. Owners will be able to fill up the removable fuel tank either at a store or even from their domestic gas supply.
With all those benefits, let's hope that this small-scale vehicle will be equally popular with big city commuters in search of a stylish, maneuverable, and safe microvehicle as it will with environmentalists.
Now you will hear questions 46 through 50. Number 46. Who is the Clever vehicle primarily designed for? Number 47. How does the new vehicle compare with a smart car? Number 48. According to the speaker, what can protect passengers in case of an accident? Number 49. How are the seats positioned in the Clever? Number 50. In what way could the Clever benefit the environment?